let's fly away.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do thank you very much for your attention, and now we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the takeoff. The captain has made tower communications available.
And it's True Travel Tales, Jay Ratliff, our travel guru and stock expert on the line this morning. Before you're gonna take a nice little trip, Jay, next week, huh?
Yeah, we're taking some of the stock proceeds from flipping stocks. I'm going to pamper my wife going to an Aerosmith concert in Las Vegas. That's the plan, and looking forward to it. And she's never been to Vegas, and it's going to be a nice time to kind of acquaint her with the city that never sleeps.
And since you arranged the trip, it will be flawless.
You know, if everything goes according to plan with the little helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon and dinner at sunset and all those kind of things, yeah, it could be romantic. Or a lot of times, though, I'll plan these things, and it's like a comedy of errors. Anything that could go wrong does go wrong. And, you know, I take her to concerts, and I remember the Def Leppard one at the Brave Stadium I took her to. And, you know, we were up in the stands way, way up at the top, so I took her down to the front where we could, you know, get up closer, which I thought was a good idea. Until it started raining on us, and then poured, and then we got soaked, and I had to take her to another later concert to make up for my idea. So, yeah, stick around with me, and sometimes things don't go exactly as they should.
You know, I got to run one by you since you mentioned that, Jay, that my daughter, every time she flies, something goes wrong. This last time she flew, though, it actually went right, but that's the first time in her life. But every time something goes wrong. So she had an idea that what airlines could do, they could have a bingo card type of thing or a punch card where you get a free flight if a certain amount of things go wrong. Okay, let's see, weather delay, crew doesn't show up, mechanical problem, you know, and like five or six things that delay flights or cancel them. And if you punch all those out, you get a free flight on that airline.
True, but the airlines can't control weather, so
no.
They're going to very quickly say, hey, you know, we can't do that.
But what a fun idea, huh?
Oh, it would be. I would love to see something like that. Unfortunately, airlines are reluctant to give anything away. They like their profits.
Yeah, true.
All right, Jay, how about some talk about the Boeing MAX? Is it going to fly again?
Eventually, yes. I think free of successful contradiction, I can go out on that limb. The problem is, when, according to Boeing, remember Boeing told us back in April, a few weeks, software fix, it'll be up and flying. Not the case. And now the airlines have basically pushed it out of their schedule, that is being United, American, and Southwest, until March of next year, thinking that even if the airplane is certified and flying, you know, test-wise, by December, end of December, it's going to take them time to get the crews trained, get everything as it needs to be within their schedule, and go from there. Airlines are getting extremely irritated at Boeing because these delays continue to go on. And it's got Southwest to the point that they're saying, look, you know, before we considered Airbus, and because they've got an all 737 Boeing fleet, and they said, if we have to, I mean, we'll look elsewhere. Now, it doesn't sound like Southwest would seriously do that because all their training and all their maintenance and everything is based on one model aircraft, which saves them money. But they're losing hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue this year, and they're certainly going to go back to Boeing for that to be compensated for the money that they're losing out on.
You know, another headline you had, Jay, this week that apparently now if you recline in your seat on your trip, they may ask you,
how dare you?
They may get in a little trouble for that, huh?
Yeah, they're going to snap your picture and they're going to shame you like they do with, you know, passengers that clip their toes on the tray tables or that stand on their head and do yoga in the middle seat or, you know, that take their pants off before they sit down so they can lay their pants in the overhead compartment so they don't get wrinkled.
Who hasn't done that?
I mean, it's amazing what some people elect to do on an aircraft, and now it's considered bad etiquette if you relax your seat and recline it. They say sit back, relax, and enjoy your flight. I guess they don't mean it because sitting back means reclining. It might mean that you're encroaching in someone's personal space. And, of course, as airlines continue to make the pitch or the distance between rows smaller and smaller, it becomes more problematic to even barely recline your seat. Now, Spirit, as well as some Delta flights, actually in Frontier, have some airplanes that the seats do not recline at all. They'll be all slightly reclined, but you cannot take them any more than that. Because the thought is, I love the way they sell this because it's a bunch of bull. We're doing it as a customer service because this way everybody gets enough room, nobody's encroaching in your personal space, and it's all to help enhance your traveling, experience. Bull. They're doing it because they can throw another 6 or 8 seats on that airplane and generate hundreds of thousands of additional dollars per month from a revenue standpoint. That's the only reason they're doing it, other than the fact they are getting tired of people getting in fights, where you get air rage when, you know, somebody's drinking and they recline their seat back, fight breaks out, and then they have to land in Des Moines, Iowa to get the people off the airplane, which, of course, breaks everybody's connection when they're trying to get to whatever their destination is.
Jay, it's kind of cold across the Midwest and snowing across the Midwest here this week, and I saw there was an American flight that skidded across or off the runway at O'Hare in Chicago, and Phil and I were kind of laughing earlier how some places in the Midwest don't even have an inch of snow and they're canceling school. What kind of issues do we see for flights on places that may not be as prepared as we are here in North Dakota for snow?
Well, I mean, a few people can compare with you guys, so that's for sure. But, yeah, Chicago yesterday, 6-hour delays going through O'Hare. I was calling it the place where on-time flights go to die, and that was the case yesterday because a lot of the blowing snow onto the runways was really problematic because it affects, obviously, a plane's braking action. And yesterday we had an American Airlines flight that landed. It was a small regional jet, commuter, and they get halfway down the runway. They start to brake. Ooh, starts to fishtail. Next thing you know, instead of going straight, they're going sideways, and off the runway they go. And the impact actually, you know, kind of partially buried the right wing into the ground. No injuries. Fortunately, no fuel spilled, because that's where the fuel is at on those particular airplanes, in the wings. So they got the 38 passengers and 3 crew members off the airplane without any problem. But, it's difficult because you're talking about an extended runway that, you know, some of these are a mile long or longer, and you've got a lot surface area that you've got to keep clean. And a lot of times the airports that have 4 runways will only have 2, sometimes 1, depending on how bad the snow event is, and it can seriously disrupt air travel. Yesterday, I think we had, of the 26,000 flights or so that were scheduled to operate, somewhere in the vicinity of 18,452, I believe, at last count, were either delayed or canceled yesterday.
Wow. Jay Ratliff, True Travel Tales, not only a traveling man, but also he's good with those stocks, too, and you can find out more at your website, Jay.
JRatliff.com. If anyone has a stock question, because I do teach people how to flip stocks for gains, or if it's an aviation question, they can go there as well. Send a message to us through the Contact Us, and I'll get back to them just as quickly as my schedule allows, again, either on stocks or certainly on any aviation-related topic.
All right, terrific. Hey, Jay, you have a great trip, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Looking forward to it, my friends. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Safe travels.